Hey, this is Breathe Go Flow Podcast. This is Tracy Warfield, your head cheerleader, and this is episode 183. A lot can change in 6 weeks. The challenge. Listen, this episode is for you if you are wanting to manifest, right? Change in your life, wellness-wise, just in general in your life. I'm here to tell you that I have turned my life in U-turns many times in my life in a very short amount of time by doing just a few things. Now, do I always do these things? No. Do I practice doing them? Absolutely. And do they work? Absolutely. This is about getting into your flow. But flow happens by doing a few things. Most of us think flow is just like, it's flow. No, we're doing stuff. So I want to share with you how you can manifest change in a short amount of time, right? And then I want to offer you something because there's a challenge in this for you. So stick with me. But before we dive into that, you know, I just want to say thank you for listening to the podcast. I want to encourage you, right, to share this podcast, especially this episode, with folks who feel like they're just not making progress. I get that. Oh, I get that. I get that feeling. Y'all know I don't really like that word stuck, but they're starting to feel that way and not quite sure how to rev it up, right? Share this episode with them and share all the other episodes of the podcast with them. You can subscribe, you can download, leave me a review. I want to hear what's impacting you, what's inspiring you, what is not. I'm down for that. Bring it on. Absolutely. And then what we want to do before we dive into the episode, of course, after the thanks and gratitude, mucho gratitude for listening and for being part of this community, is we want to breathe, right? Yeah, I'm going to be fast today, y'all. So I want to make sure that you do take a moment, though, to breathe, right? We know that we hold our breath. And when we do, right, we can't get clear. We absolutely cannot manifest in 6 weeks when we are walking around constricted and in fear instead of dragging it with us, right? Doubt and not breathing. So take a moment wherever you are, right? If you're driving, I like to say, make sure you're not driving during this moment of breath. That's what I would recommend, right? I really want you to be safe. And sometimes when we're all caught up in ourselves, in our head, and in drama, instead of realizing that right now is a perfect moment, I know I do it, right? Not on a high mountain here, that when we do take a breath, we get a little woo-woo, right? So make sure you're safe wherever you are. And maybe take a hand to your belly, a hand to your heart, if that feels right for you. If it doesn't feel right for you, don't be doing things that don't feel right for you. Certainly not for long, okay? Take a deep inhale through your nose. Open your mouth, let it go with a woo-sa. Right? Get in the practice of opening your mouth really wide with that woo-sa so that you can just feel it, like feel it all through your body. And you also get a smile going if you haven't realized it when you say that. So try that. Listen, a lot can change in 6 weeks, right? I have been on a journey in this life, and let me tell you, a lot can change in a minute, right? Your whole life can change in a minute. But you can manifest significant change in your life. And I'm going with the number of 6 weeks. Frankly, you could probably put whatever number you want there, but I'm down for 6 weeks because I know that I've helped other people and I've helped myself really dive into significant change in that time frame when we really get focused and tuned in and when we have a few other things, which I'm going to go over now. So if you're ready, are you ready? I'm ready. Yeah. A couple of things, not even a couple. I'm going to count them 1, 2, 3, 4, like about 4 things that you want to be mindful of when you're looking to manifest change. Write down if you're sitting somewhere and listening to this, right? Write down the word six, the number six, right? And then just write down, you know, manifest or change next to it, right? 6 weeks manifesting a change in my life. And actually, before I dive into these tips, I want you to think about if someone said, you have 6 weeks, and I'm going to give you the resources and the tools to make it happen. What is the thing that you want to change in the 6 weeks. And I want you, whatever first bubbled up, great. But take a breath with me. Open your mouth. And think again. I know I like to say, go with that first thing. But often we're on the surface of the thing, right? So if it's like, I want to lose weight, that's the first thing, right? Then ask yourself again after that breath, if you need to take another breath, what is it that you really, really want to manifest? Some folks are like, I want to lose weight, lady. What's your problem? Not that, right? Think about it. What would it take to do that? And what kind of life would you be living if you do that? And what kind of life would you be living after you do that? So really think about that. Like, what would you like to manifest? So maybe it is, I would very much like to develop some healthier eating patterns, right? In the next 6 weeks. I would like to enjoy my food even as I'm eating healthier in the next 6 weeks. See how that's different bit, right? Or maybe it's something else, right? Maybe it's I'm constantly getting dragged by my thoughts constantly, right? And it is really starting to weigh on me. It's stressful. It puts me in angst, and I'm not really able to take steps and move forward because I'm constantly in a space of doubt and fear and frustration and, you know, all that stress that comes with uncertainty. Life is uncertain, but we know that we can deal with that when we have the tools, right? Maybe it's that. Like, I really want to play in some practices over the next 6 weeks that will help me to calm down, right? That will help me to increase, right, the number of helpful thoughts and helpful practices that will shadow, right, all those negative thoughts or those things that are really not helping me and serving me, all right? So stick with that. Whatever yours is, I'm just giving you some examples. It might be something not around wellness. It might be something around finances. It might be something around your emotional health, your family situation, right? Just think about it, but think underneath the surface of it just a bit. Right now we're talking about wellness and mind, body, spirit, things that I know I can help you with. Right? Because I'm walking in this life, and also that's what I do for a living, right? So here's what I want you to think about, right? I want you to think about these few things. If we are really going to manifest this change, I believe that we need these things to be available, and we need to be working them. That's work, W-E-R-K, working them, right? So the first thing is you need to know what you value. Y'all have heard me say this before when I was talking about my program, Design Your Day, right? The first thing I want you to think about is, what do you really value, right, in your life? Do you value honesty? Do you value love? What do you value, right? This is so important, because if we're really going to manifest it and it's going to actually become a practice, we have to value it. We have to like think this is like the cat's meow, right? I don't have cats. I'm a dog person, y'all. But we have to really be into it, right? I really value peace of mind when it comes to my health, right? Peace. I want peace in my body and in my spirit around my body, right? So that might be something that you value, that you're like, hey, I could be in a much more peaceful, in my own skin, feeling fabulous and good, right, when I manifest this thing, right? So what do you value? That's the number one thing. Get clear on what you value before you start choosing goals that are random, because that's why they don't stick. We don't really value, or we haven't really did a little bit more digging. Like, what do I really want? Like, really, right? And the way I do that is to ask myself why. Whenever I say, this is something I want to manifest, why? And then I just keep going, why? Why? Why do you want this? And then why do you want that? And why do you want that? Keep playing in that why exercise to see if that gets you to your value. Because I want peace. Because I want love. Because I value, right, close, loving relationships. Because I value these things. I value freedom, right? To be able to go and do and have what I want, right? So think about that, yeah? The next thing in order to manifest, right? 6 weeks, y'all, 6 weeks, right? Is that we've got to have a clear goal. And that goes with values, right? Creating that clear goal. You got to know specifically what you want to do in the next 6 weeks. What do you want to accomplish? What at the end of it, what does it look like? And that comes with some vision work, right? In seeing it. Like, if I want to accomplish this, what will it look like when it's done, right? Who's there with me? How are we celebrating? How is it impacting my life and the lives of others? I got to sit with this and visualize it, right? That's really important if you're really going to manifest it. And you need to do that every day. Like, see it, right? That's something I have to always work on, is vision, because I'm very much a Gemini. I'm very much like here and now, but you know what? Actually, I'm not here and now. I'm way off in the future. I'm way back in the past. And so that is why I meditate. And that is why I practice stillness. And that's why I hang out with folks who have big vision, right? And they're constantly seeing that. They're not hanging out constantly in what they don't want. Hello, did y'all hear that? Woosah. They're not hanging out in that. They're hanging out in this. I already got this thing. This is what it feels like. This is what it looks like. This is what's going on. Look at me. Nice, right? That's where you want to be. So values, get clear on those. Get clear on a goal by doing some vision work. And you can sit with that in your morning meditation, because I know y'all have signed up for meditating, right? Yes, yes, Tracy, we have. We love you, right? And maybe if it's just a minute, because I am not the queen of meditation. Not yet, right? I show up and do the practice. Sometimes awkward, sometimes, you know, not. Sometimes, but I show up for the practice, whether it's a minute, whether it's 20 minutes, whether it's 10 minutes, I show up to sit still, right? And just visualize and just allow, because that's where the answers are. All right, here's the thing. The next thing you want to be mindful of is creating small, achievable actions. So y'all know this. I mean, folks who are listening to this podcast have worked probably in business and, you know, SMART goals. Small, achievable actions. One of the things when I used to work for a weight loss and wellness company. Many folks know that very briefly, and I was a coach. And one of the things that was really great about that, and also that aligned with who I am now. I didn't used to be. I was like, let's all leap, let's all leap every single time, instead of thinking, how can I just eat this apple one little bite, not even a big bite. I might even want to cut it up into small little pieces, right, with a knife, right, so that they're even smaller than what I would bite off, right? You've got to set those small, achievable goals. Think of it like an inhale and an exhale, right? An inhale is one piece of it, an exhale is another, but actually that's not true. There is the pause before the inhale, there's the pause before you take the next inhale and exhale, and there's another pause after that exhale. It's like little bits of steps in breathing, right? If you're really intentional about it, right? And if you want to manifest in that amount of time, again, right? I'm not there where sometimes I can, when I can manifest literally in a day, like I can do it, right? Because I am in my flow, right? And that's the next thing. And these are not necessarily in order, except for values. Values, and then belief goes up to the top as well. You have got to believe, right? Most of us think that belief is something, you know, that is just woo-woo. It's in the, like, you know, faith is different than like belief. But belief, like, you've got to believe, and belief comes through those small actions, right? You've got to start by, of course, visualizing and thinking, I can get there. But then those small actions, right, those are going to continue to solidify that belief. I think about when I, all the things that I've done in my life, some of them really scary, y'all, really scary, right? Some of it scary in my mind, but some of it actually like scary, right? But I knew that I had to walk the path for myself. And belief had to come into play. But how I kept believing was to just go left, right, left, right. Oh, I didn't die. Thank goodness. Left, right, left. Oh, thank you, universe. I'm still not dead. And I'm actually learning and I'm growing and things are manifesting in my life. And so we manifest belief through action. We do. We do. You can try to believe all you want without doing anything, but it's really hard to stay in that space of a belief. Faith is different, but I get that, right? All right, here's the other thing. You have to move something. And what I mean by that is not just the small actions. I'm talking about you've got to stay fit. If you want to manifest something in 6 weeks, you can't come all raggedy, right? This is the opportunity to rev up, right? If this is not your goal, right? This should be a part of your goal to say, I'm going to move my body every day. Let me tell you why. Because movement helps us to think clearer. It helps us to do more or to do the things that we want to do with our strongest capabilities. It helps us to be happier. We get all those yummy hormones or all those endorphins, I should say, that come and, ooh, yum, love it, right? And you're able to actually show up and do the work. So whatever you're doing to move right now, that's an amp up. And if that's, again, not your goal, if your goal is to move more, great. Because the more you do that thing in small, right, actions, the more it's something that you value because you value health and wellness and peace and freedom in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. You value life. Because you want to be here, right? Being able to be human in this existence, you value that, right? You're going to be rocking. So I want you to move. Movement has to be a part of it. If you're going to manifest, I'm talking about actions as well, right? Do the work, but I'm talking about do the work physically, right? In whatever you love to do, yoga, cardio dance, cardio hit. I don't like anything that has the word hit or boot camp in it for me. I'm like, that sounds hard. Tennis, right? Swimming, whatever feels good. You want to do that. All right. Finally, two more things. Nourishment. We can't manifest when we are on zero or when we are putting things in our body that are not giving us energy. We can't. So if you're feeling sluggish, if you are, one too many glasses, whatever it is, right? That's something that is slowing you down. I know, right? Mine used to be popcorn, right? Fresh popcorn with sea salt, too much salt, and a glass of wine, right? And I would eat that, and I would eat the popcorn. I love popcorn. And I would eat that, but I would always feel like crap. The day after, my whole face would be bloated. It took me a while to kind of, drink 10 gallons of water to kind of flush it out, to actually be available and aware. And it wreaked havoc in my yoga practice and my movement practice. That had to go. It's not working. It's just not working. I need to nourish in a different way. So I want you to think about that. If you want to manifest fast, right? Fast. You can do it right now. You can. Watch. It happens, right? But in 6 weeks, right, for this challenge, yes, then we want to take a look at, and it's some of the things that, again, it may be your goal. Like, I know that. I know that I want to manifest these other goals, and I need to take a look at what I'm putting in my mouth and how it's prepared and all those things, for sure. Maybe you know that already, right? So what's one thing that you can do today, right? Here's one. Drink water. Drink water, right? Start with that. Drink water in place of that one non-water thing you were going to drink. Drink water. Just one, right? And then start there, right? In place of the whole plate of the brown and white things or red things or, saucy things, right? Maybe it's something that is alive and you put that in instead. Lots of things you can do, but nourishment is key. You want to manifest fast, right? That's what you need to do. Here's the last thing, and this is the most vital thing. I thought for so long that I could do it alone. I thought I was doing it alone in my ego brain, right? I'm doing it alone. It's just me, myself, and I. That's nonsense. We're never alone. That being said, we can be more intentional about the community that we surround ourselves with when we are manifesting something that we value or an experience that we value in our lives. We need to have a community that is like-minded. I didn't say like, right? But like-minded in that goal, in that manifest. We need to have a community around us that is for it, right? Is believes it and believes in you and is excited for you and is dealing with challenges with you because they're doing the same thing and has and is sitting and also brainstorming with you about solving, right? Roadblocks and picking you up from wall slides when you decide that, you know, 6 weeks is too long, it's not coming around, right? That kind of nonsense, you gotta have community, right? And I have slowly been rebuilding the community around me because my circle is small. It got smaller in my travels, which I think it does that in life, especially the people who are truly your confidants, right? You need a community around you that says, yes, let's go. What car are we going to take, right? I love that. I love that movie quote, right? I want you to think about that. Community is key. You can't do it alone. So with that, I want you to think about it. Ask yourself that question again. If I had 6 weeks to tune in and tool up and resource up and just knock the ball out the park in this abundant, healthy life that I want to live, that I am living, that I want to even brighten up even more. And I still want to show up authentic, unapologetic unicorn. What would I do? What is the thing that I would change? Because I want you to think about that because I've got a challenge. I've got a challenge coming up March 18th, 2024. So if you're listening to this after that or not before that, but after that, then just know maybe we'll do it again. Who knows? But if you're listening to this now, March 18th is the Being Well 6-week wellness challenge with me. And what we're going to do is all that I just talked about. Right? We're going to surround you with community. Now, here's the key to this, though. This is a small private group cohort. I'm only accepting 10 people into this cohort. The reason is because we're going to tune into each other, right? We're about to show up and show out for ourselves and for each other, right? Also, so that I can give you all of the attention, right? Support. And I can curate specific resources that you might need based on your goal. That's why I'm keeping it small because it's all about customize, baby, right? So if you are interested in hanging out with us for the challenge, again, it starts on March 18th. I have not opened it up. Well, if you're listening to this podcast, now you know, but I'm not opening it up until February 24th, which is going to be coming up, right? So you're getting this before the folks who I'm going to be speaking to about this and who are going to be a part of my Being Well wellness series, which I hope you do join us for that as well. The first workshop is called The Joy of Juicing, and it's with the amazing Rawthentic Plus founder and incredible holistic juicer, Ashley Telford. You've got to join us for that. I'll drop these in the show notes and in the description as well. But join us for the challenge because it's your time. It is your time to manifest. And sometimes we need a boost. Now, what you'll take away from this challenge is this, your wins. You'll know that here's what I need. Here's the framework for how to manifest change pronto, fast, right? I did it once. I can do it again. I can keep doing that. I can do that daily as I'm designing my day. I can do that throughout the rest of this year. I can do that to change my life. Yeah. The second thing you're going to get is you're going to get, and I think the most important, you're going to get a new community, right? Of accountability buddies, of again, folks who have been hanging out with you. Now, I want you to go to the link. I'll put the link in the show notes because it'll give you all the other details of what you'll get with this. What we do is we're going to meet, right, privately, weekly, for 6 weeks, and we're going to meet more than once, actually twice, right? Live. One is going to be for our weekly Monday call. So we're going to get that going where we can strategize, we can plan, we can brainstorm together. I can start to curate some things to help you in your goals, right? And we can move from there. The other will be a mindset and meditation session that we'll do, because again, if your belief is lacking, if your mindset is dragging you, that just slows up the process, right? If you're struggling right now, I can tell you right now, because I know I have been there, right? I go there where I'm like, what is going on? It is your brain that's going on. It's your mind, right? And there are tools and practices that I put into play and that have been shared with me and that I share with others to help you with that. So you're not getting dragged, right, by fear and doubt and nonsense, right? That you're able to see clearly, that your vision stays front and center for you. So there's more to this. Check it out in the link. I just want to tell you, right, that you can manifest anything you want. You really can. We really can, right? The reason why we don't is because we don't believe, right? And also because we're not showing up with a framework that can really help us do that. And because the world is worlding, right? So we need to have that community there to remind us that it's safe to be great. Ooh, I said it. It's safe to be in your flow. It's right. It is your life's purpose to be in your flow and manifesting things that are for you. All right. Okay. Listen, I'm gonna let you go on that one. Yeah. Send this over to a friend. Y'all come and join. I only have 10 spots. So as soon as those fill up, they're filled. And I would love to have you join me. You get to join me live. I'm actually in Mérida. So for those live workshops, I'll be here in Mérida, going live with you. And yes, right, someone already asked. I did release this privately to my private newsletter list. Will there be yoga? Yes, I'll be doing some yoga with you as well, if it's your jam. If there's another way that you like to move, you don't have to join us for that segment, yeah? All right, listen, have an amazing, amazing day. Remind yourself that you are grateful. Just say it right now. I am so grateful for my life. I'm so grateful to be listening to this podcast. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful that as long as I'm breathing, I can change things and I can manifest things. Yeah. If you haven't been told you are loved today, I love you. And remember, I am, I am, I am. I can, I can, I can. I will, I will, I will. You keep breathing. Stuff changes.